Welcome to the Da'at Study Group. Please make sure that you have completed your rituals and meditations before proceeding. What has been coming up for you around your fears, letting go of attachments, and learning the dynamic balance between love, mercy, compassion, and forgiveness of Chesed, and the power, severity, discernment, and boundaries of Gevurah? It is important to be clear in recognizing what fears, what attachments have come forward so that you can now commit to healing them. The more honest you can be, the more you can connect the divine truth to what you are experiencing and shift out these wounds, the more powerful your experience will be in the supernals. Da'at is the hidden sephira. It strides the abyss. It acts as a gate to the supernal realm for the initiate worthy of crossing, but it will only reveal itself to the worthy. So, what are the criteria of worthiness? This is between the individual and God alone. However, the gatekeepers, Gevurah and Chesed, are charged with purifying and correcting the imbalances of the initiate, and they see to it that you are sufficiently purified of all dense vibrations and attachments before they let you pass. Only when you make it beyond Gevurah and Chesed to continue the journey into the supernal realm and establish a direct connection and experience with God will you be shown where the gate at Da'at is hidden. Once you find the gate, your ability to cross through it will depend on several things. First, you must have faith, whether it be in God, in the light, in yourself, in the tradition itself of ascending the tree of life, or in your guide. Second, you must have unyielding focus to follow the path illuminated by the light. For this path or bridge is as straight and narrow as a laser beam of light that pierces through the darkness of the abyss. And if you allow your attention to waver from it even slightly, then you may not make it across. Finally, you must have the purity of a child in heart, mind, soul, and intention to truly enter the supernal realm and the kingdom of heaven. There is indeed risk and great trial in attempting to cross the abyss. Thus, it is the ultimate test of faith and determination. Yet the reward, once crossed to the other side, is beyond what words can express. Only by direct experience will you truly understand the limitless light, gain experience of seeing God face to face, and achieve the crown of spirit. As the initiate approaches the abyss, he or she must face all fears. Ultimately, however, it may not be possible to abolish the fears, but even so, they may still be overcome. As the saying goes, feel the fear and do it anyway. Do not be stopped by your fears, for to truly make it across, all the attachments and fears of the negative ego must be released rather than held onto, which is literally a death of the lower self. And the initiate must completely surrender his life to the will of God. In completely surrendering and putting your faith in God, the fears no longer matter and they are released. When Christ said, "Not my will, Lord, but thine," and surrendered, the gate of Da'at was opened up for all. This is the true metaphysical teaching of why Christ is seen as the Savior. Because before this time, the gate of Da'at had been closed since the fall from the Garden of Eden. Perhaps for some it is difficult to completely put their faith in a God they cannot fully conceive of and who they have no direct experience of. For this reason, it is sufficient to put your faith and trust in Christ, or in your own Christed self within the Christ consciousness, to lead you through the gate across the abyss. This process of passing through the gate of Da'at, also known as the gate of death, is that part of the alchemical transformation where the phoenix, after being burned to ashes, rises from the flames and is reborn. This death is actually a rebirth. As you cross over the bridge through the gate of Da'at, some of the hidden mysteries of the cosmos are revealed to you. Thus, Da'at is also the temple of knowledge. In this realm, you will not only learn more about the operations of the universe, but you also will learn more about yourself and the paradox of reality, the light and the dark, joys and fears. The axiom of the mystery schools is know thyself. And this level of great trial also brings about the greatest accomplishment. It is here that you discover the true strength of your soul and tap into the deeper levels of yourself, such that you come to know more of who you really are, with all of the depth and infinite richness of your spirit. But often this knowledge is given direct, to the point, and stripped of all adornment. No sugarcoating. The level of consciousness of Da'at is one that bridges the spirit realm and the ordinary realm. And you walk in both worlds, balancing between unity, consciousness, and individuality. There is much to be learned in the temple of Da'at, but the initiate must proceed with a cautious and open mind, because it is quite possible that the knowledge gained can shock and challenge your current perceptions of reality. Da'at is extremely important to understand. In its horizontal connection within the tree, it draws its light from the spirit of Keter and connects Bina and Chokmah. It is important to connect these two, because then we have the knowledge to cross the abyss. When we have direct life experience with knowledge, it transforms itself to understanding and wisdom. So instead of disliking someone, for example, we come into a space of compassion. From this direct life experience comes understanding, and we move into Bina and have the understanding of making a direct life choice. The knowledge comes to life. When we have the wisdom in Chokmah, we have the discipline to make a different choice. Da'at's vertical connection in the tree connects the mind with the heart. It takes Bina, Chokmah, Keter and connects them with Tiferet. This creates the bond between the higher mind and the higher heart, allowing the mind to become infused with the energy of the heart itself. It draws from excitement in learning and joy in discovery, the joy of learning, acquiring knowledge, infusing the mind with knowledge. When we have a lot of fun in learning, we connect our heart with our mind. If we can connect knowledge from both the mind and heart, we have a much better chance of integrating it. Inner knowing, clairsentience, that feeling is a pure, high psychic sense. We just know. Da'at is about that clear inner knowing. When we connect Keter and Tiferet, we are connecting the Christ consciousness, Tiferet, with the God consciousness, the supernal triad. Have you ever had a fear of knowing or a resistance to knowing certain things about yourself or the world or the cosmos? Make note of the things that you know you are afraid or resistant to knowing. As we approach Da'at, it is important to know that we have dealt enough with our issues that we can safely cross the abyss. The inner knowing that you can trust God to assist you in working through your issues, and the inner knowing that you can trust your guide in this process as well as trusting the universe. Your beliefs create your reality. They can empower you or they can hold you back. What are the beliefs that are holding you back, that are limiting you? Make a list and discuss these things with your partner. Please perform the Temple of Da'at meditation. As always, list any questions or comments below. I'm excited to see where this part of your journey takes you.